82 when she died.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know the other.
What did you call your grandmother?
Granny.
Mm-hmm. Now, parents, when they bring up their children, you could also say, you know, they bring up their children, or you could say they...
reared.
Uh-huh, or...
what do I know?
You could say that, you wouldn't say that you bring your plants up. You don't bring them up, you...
cultivate them. All right. So we were reared, and we were, what is that word? I still need to know. Not cultivate, that's not the word.
You can also do it with chickens.
Yeah.
I just thought of that too.
What is that word I need to say? What are you trying to do? I can't think of it.
Sometimes when they build a barn, the whole community gets together and they have a barn.
They do?
They have a barn something.
I don't know.
Raising.
Well, I never use that word.
Oh, okay.
Because that's for chickens.
Okay, right. So you
no,
would
we
say
always, I always, I'm sorry, no wonder I didn't. I don't use that word for families, for people.
Okay, uh-huh,
uh-huh.
Use it for chickens.
They either, well, I don't even cultivate them. That's not cultivate. I rear them, and I don't even use raise. Mm-hmm. I don't use that in my general lingo.
Okay. If your features were similar to your mother, you'd say that you... what?
Resemble.
Mm-hmm. And a woman goes to the, when she wants to have a baby, she goes to the...
obstetrician.
Mm-hmm. And the place where she has the baby is the...
hospital.
Uh-huh. And if she doesn't want to have the baby in the hospital, sometimes...
clinics.
Well, and sometimes they don't even, in the old days, they would use a woman who...
midwife.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard the term granny woman?
Oh, yes.
But midwife?
Midwife is what I usually hear.
Mm-hmm.
But that has not been too prevalent here. I think out in more rural areas,
mm-hmm.
you find that.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah.
Now, a man and a woman would like to spend the rest of their lives together, so they get
married.
Mm-hmm. And they get married in a...
usually in a church. Don't have to.
After they get married, the man is the woman's
husband,
and she is his
wife.
Mm-hmm. And the preacher in a church, he preaches a
sermon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And by the way, what religion are you?
We belong to the we're Christian, and we belong to the Presbyterian Church.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up a Baptist.
Mm.
My husband grew up Presbyterian. So I went with him.
In the Presbyterian Church, do they call the minister the preacher, or do they call him the minister, or what terms do you
generally have? we call them ministers, but now they're called pastors.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. I think churches are going in that direction more. That is the Christian denomination churches.
Do you know why that is?
Why?
Yeah.
I think it's a trend. That I think ministers possibly, I don't know, my idea is that they don't want to be different from the other Christians in the church who are also ministers. I mean, if we're a Christian, then we are all ministers.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that that may be the trend. I don't know. It's just something
that's a good
I've observed.
Guess. Yeah. Now, we pray to
God.
Mm-hmm. And do you know the first four books of the New Testament?
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
Mm-hmm. And you go to the university to get what?
An education.
Uh-huh.
Or a degree.
And a university can also be called?
College.
Mm-hmm.
That's not right, though.
Well, I know.
Go ahead.
It's a little trick question.
Yeah. It'd be reversed.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You check books out from the
library.
Mm-hmm.